Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, May 6th. Happy Saturday. I hope you're having a fun day and getting some rest, or if you have to work, that you at least see some sunshine today. We are in the Proverbs. We're only going to read three Proverbs in this little subsection as we're going from creation to new creation. But today, Proverbs chapter 2 talks about the value of wisdom. And so even as we read, Lord, we ask that you would give us wisdom from your word and from your spirit, from your church, and that still small voice would speak to us today. My son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding, indeed, if you call out for insight and cry along for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as a hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He holds success in store for the upright. He is a shield to those whose walk is blameless, for he guards the course of the just and protects the way of his faithful ones. Then you will understand what is right and just and fair, every good path. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will protect you, and understanding will guard you. Wisdom will save you from the ways of the wicked, from men whose words are perverse, who have left the straight paths to walk in dark ways, who delight in doing wrong and rejoice in the perverseness of evil, whose paths are crooked and who are devious in their ways. Wisdom will save you also from the adulterous woman, from the wayward woman with her seductive words, who has left the partner of her youth and ignored the covenant she made before God. Surely her house leads down to death and her paths to the spirits of the dead. None who go to her return or attain the paths of life. Thus you will walk in the ways of the good and keep to the paths of the righteous. For the upright will live in the land and the blameless will remain in it. But the wicked will be cut off from the land and the unfaithful will be torn from it. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. This proverb reminds us how easily we can be seduced by sin. There's the picture of the seductive, adulterous woman who leads you down the path of unfaithfulness. And I think that that is a picture, yes, of adultery, and that is a sin that we're susceptible to, but also different sins that just lure us away from the Lord. And so I am drawn today to a prayer in the Diary of Private Prayer by John Bailey. The evening prayers are reflective prayers and they are prayers of repentance. And so this is the prayer of day 23. O everlasting God, let the light of your eternity fall now upon my passing days. O holy God, let the light of your perfect righteousness fall upon my sinful ways. O most compassionate God, let the light of your love pierce to the most secret corners of my heart and overcome the darkness of sin within me. Am I living as my conscience approves? Am I demanding of others a higher standard of behavior than I demand of myself? Am I less charitable about the failings of my neighbors than I am about my own? Am I standing in public for principles which I do not practice in private? Let my answer before you be truthful, O God. Do I ever allow physical satisfaction to take precedence over spiritual interest? Do I ever allow my own interest to take precedence over the interest of community? Which is my priority when my course is not clear? Let my answer before you be truthful, O God. Am I, in my daily life, facing the stress of circumstances with strength and courage? Am I grateful for my many blessings? Am I allowing my happiness to be too dependent on money or career success or on the good opinion of others? Is the sympathy I show to others who are in trouble equal to the pity I would expend on myself if the same things happened to me? Let my answer before you be truthful, O God. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Through Jesus Christ. Amen.